It's been 15 years since Congress passed the Brady Bill. Since then, there's been conflicting research on the effectiveness of the federal law, which requires background checks for those purchasing firearms. A Milwaukee doctor reviewed what states are doing and what effect it's had on homicide and suicide rates. Peter Lade is from the Injury Research Center at the Medical College of Wisconsin. His research shows that both suicide and homicide rates dropped more than 20% when local background checks were conducted. He says one possible reason is federal officials may not have the same information local law enforcement does that would disqualify a potential gun owner.
Things like being adjudicated as mentally ill or having a domestic violence restraining order, and those might not be as well picked up in the federal databases as they might as they would be in states that involved additional local or state agencies.
The Wisconsin Department of Justice reviews all handgun transfers by using a state database in addition to the national background check system. In 2006, more than 38,000 handgun purchases were requested in Wisconsin. Officials rejected 1.6% of those transfers. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.